At least a dozen dead from the storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Four of them killed in a massive pileup on Interstate 80 in western Ohio. The Ohio State Patrol blames slippery roads and poor visibility for the crash involving at least four dozen vehicles. Seven other people died in crashes in Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Missouri. One person has died in Texas from exposure to the cold. It's still a blizzard in eight states. Buffalo may be getting the worst of it.
So we're expecting around 3 feet of snow to fall with this storm here. It could be more, but really we've seen a multitude of challenges that's been presented with this bomb cyclone that has moved into the Great Lakes region.
It's Max Gordon of Fox Weather. More than 5,600 flights canceled in the U.S. today. 10,000 have been delayed.
You know, you want to be home for family and can't do anything about it. Is what it is.
A traveler at Seattle's SeaTac Airport, which was iced in much of the day. The lockdown has been lifted at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. But police confirm one person is dead, two others injured in a shooting at the mall this evening. Former President Trump responding to the final report by the House January 6th committee that blamed him for what happened at the Capitol.
For 2 years, as inflation skyrocketed, crime soared, the border was erased, Afghanistan was a disaster, and Joe Biden destroyed our country. The American people have been besieged with lies from the partisan witch hunt known as the Unselect Committee on January 6th.
In a video released on his social media site, Mr. Trump says he wanted the National Guard mobilized in advance that day, but charges House Speaker Pelosi and D.C. Mayor Bowser refused. It was a record-breaking month at the U.S. southern border. Customs and Border Patrol reporting Friday night nearly 234,000 encounters with illegal migrants. A source tells Fox News that number does not include more than 73,000 gotaways. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House members are rushing home for the holidays after passing the nearly $1.7 trillion catch-all spending plan today. It means the 117th Congress is done and the majority will change in the new year.
Investigations into the Afghanistan withdrawal and COVID's origins as President Biden waits for courts to sort out his student loan debt relief plan. Inflation will remain high in the new year, and President Biden's re-election plans are still a mystery. The issue both parties seem most agitated by is the humanitarian crisis at the border.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. There's been a shooting near the U.S. Capitol building. A woman flagged down Capitol Police earlier this evening, said she'd been shot while driving nearby. It might have been a road rage incident. She's been taken to the hospital. Rapper Tory Lanez has been convicted in Los Angeles for shooting his ex-girlfriend.
The jury returning the verdict after roughly a day of deliberation, convicting Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, on three felonies, including discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Lanez's ex, Megan Thee Stallion, whose legal name is Megan Pete, testified during the trial that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance as she walked away from an SUV they had been riding in. She needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet. The shooting became a lightning rod for a debate over gender politics and hip-hop and the protection of black women. Tory Lanez now faces up to 22 years in prison and deportation to his native Canada.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Alex Ovechkin has become the NHL's second leading all-time goals scorer.
Kicked by Connor, played onto Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin at the line, feeds it. Kuznetsov doesn't want to shoot it.
I'm not sure Ovi wanted to shoot it either.
There it is! There
Joe Benintendi with the call on NBC Sports America. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.